saw those people that they grow trees, and every year they cut the little branch that comes on that tree, and the tree don't get bigger than that. And they cut those little branches that grows, and it's about that long, and they cut them, and they put them under a little cabin lock where they keep them from getting wet, you know?
To save them, you know.
And that's what they use to heat their house. I think it's poor. They must be poor. In the part where I went, it was in the northern part of Italy. But the other countries that I went to didn't look much better off. I guess Germany would be. But in France, they were rationing on the gas. It was $1 a gallon. And we didn't go because we were afraid that we wouldn't be able to get out. We had enough gas to go, tickets, you know. I went to meet my granddaughter that was married to a soldier, and that's where he was stationed.
And he was from Georgia. That's the one I was telling
you. Yeah, he's from Georgia. He's a Stroop. I don't know if you know the people, that name. They live not far from Rome. A little town and a name of Vende, something. I tell you, everywhere I went, there are people that have to do with what they have. It's places where they can't grow nothing. It's rocks and mountains and things like that. So I said, they call America the rich country, but that's true. Because everybody has a car. You three in the family, there's three cars. That's going to be cut down. The gas is coming short. We have a gas station. I know how it is. It's hard. It's hard to get. And we have to prepare a lot, and he talked about in, but not right now, he said, but it'll go to $1 a gallon. That's a lot. Especially somebody that has a car that takes a lot of gas. And
the name of this parish is
Acadia Parish.
Ida was a small town when you were a boy?
Yes, very small. I think Ida was built around.
Well, when you were born, there was no Ida. I don't believe.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe not.
Had a post office.
No.
And a few things like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. I don't. Of course, I don't remember when that railroad passed through here.
The railroad came through, huh?
The railroad came through around, I don't know, I think it's around 1900.